One of the biggest surprises of last year's box office and this year's Oscar season is a small movie about football, family, and Christian faith. The Blind Side is based on the true story of a white family from Memphis, the Tuies, who take in an African-American teenager who had no place to live. It's earned Oscar nods for Best Picture and Best Actress for the star, Sandra Bullock, who in this scene from the film meets the teenaged Michael Orr for the first time. It's a winter night, and Michael, called Big Mike, is dressed only in a shirt and shorts.
Big Mike. Hey, my name's Leanne Tui. My kids go to Wingate. You said you were going to the gym? School gym's closed. Why were you going to the gym?
Because it's warm.
Do you have any place to stay tonight? Don't you dare lie to me. Come on.
Michael Orr grew up to play professional football for the Baltimore Ravens. Sandra Bullock joins us now to talk about The Blind Side and her Oscar nomination. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
First of all, what about this character who's based on a very real woman, Leanne Tui? Tell us about the character.
Oh, that's like asking someone to describe a soul. Leanne Tui just, I still don't know how to describe her. She just has this energy that doesn't allow her to stop, doesn't care what prisoners she takes in her quest to do what she wants to do. It's actually a good thing because she puts that energy to good places, and she offends some people along the way, but too bad. People need to get out of her way. And so, like, when you read a character like that in a script, as I did, you often think that it was made up or sort of turned into a caricature just to make a movie, and that's why I think for the longest time I kept saying no, because I didn't know how to play this woman. And then I met her and realized she is that person that I read on the script, if not more.
Is that how you found your way into the role and into her life, by meeting her and experiencing what it would be like to be this woman?
Leanne Tui. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think I'd spent over half a year just saying no to the project, and finally the director just said, you know, why don't you just come meet Leanne and you'll understand why I can't describe her. And I found myself near Memphis, and I said, well, I'll stop by, and I did. And spent maybe 8 hours with her. And, you know, I was intimidated by her. I was intrigued by her. And by the end of the day, I wanted to make sure that I left on her good side, because you don't want to be on Leanne Tui's bad side. And I think, like, about a month later, I was scared enough to sort of say, you know, if I'm going to do this, I need to be able to prepare for it enough. So just allow me the time with my great dialects coach and let me get to a place where I can make Leanne Tui real rather than someone who's this cartoon version of Steel Magnolia, which I think it easily could have become.
We have another clip from the movie which gives you an impression of what Leanne can be like. She interrupts Michael's football practice to give him some advice.
Do you remember when we first met and we went to that horrible part of town to buy you those dreadful clothes? And I was a little bit scared, and you told me not to worry about it because you had my back. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
This team is your family, Michael. You have to protect them from those guys, okay? Listen, Tony here is your quarterback, all right? You protect his blind side. When you look at him, you think of me, how you have my back, how you have his, okay?
Now, when she does this, she grabs the quarterback by the front of his jersey and drags him over to the conversation.
That's Leanne. I mean, none of that is exaggerated. She just is unafraid. She'll grab me by the face if she needs to. And when I first met her, the next thing I knew, she was taking me into the school where that high school was, and they were in class. And she literally barged into the principal's office, who was obviously having a very important meeting. Not knocking. She just made her way in there and then proceeded to want to interrupt her son's Bible class to introduce me to her son. And the school literally parted like the Red Sea. And, you know, I'm overly cautious about everything, and she is not about anything, and that's why she gets things done.
Your career, you've made lots of films in which you play physical comedy very well. Most recently in The Proposal, you played an unlikable character, which, you know, everybody thought was totally against type in Crash.
Or totally type, and I've just kept it hidden.
Yes, it could be that. Well, so what? But the character in The Blind Side, was it really that much of a reach? I mean, it's sort of Sandra Bullock being smart and Southern and sassy, and we've seen that before.
If it was easy for me to get to, I was taking the long road there. You know, I spent 3 months panicking of how to make this something I wouldn't get raked over the coals for. you know, you just have to dive in and commit 100%, as I do in in most things. And, you know, if I'm going to mess up, I'd like to mess up big.
Well, now, you had great success with two movies last year and a flop with a movie all about Steve.
Come on, it's not a flop. It was nominated for a Razzie, and I keep telling people, it's beyond, people just don't understand it right now, and in about 10 years, it'll start catching on. And
and it'll be a
cult huge
film.
Success. See, not everything has to be immediate.
What about? I mean, you're a big star, so you know you're in control. You're
never in control. That is the greatest fallacy of the. You know, there's over 200 people that it requires to make a film, and there's people who are in control of how you look, what your performance is, what takes are used, you're only in control of how you say no. That's what I've learned, and I had a hard time saying no for the longest time. And once you learn how to say no, that's about the only place that you will have control of your work and what you do. But otherwise, an editor, a director, a cinematographer, a castmate, you know, a writer, all have the control to lead you down a path where all the elements come together, or where they splinter off and something doesn't click. And there's no control. I'd like to have it. There's just no control.
So back to The Blind Side and this nomination. What do you think of your chances?
You know what? I don't care. I'm just, you get to this point and it's five completely different women and five completely different performances. And how can you pick? Someone's going to take a trophy home and the other four of us are going to be really happy for the person who took it home. You know, everyone says, you know, I'm just happy to be nominated. And, you know, I wasn't sure if that was genuine until now here I am after all these years. And you know what? I'm just really happy to be nominated.
Sandra Bullock, she's nominated for an Oscar for Best Actress for The Blind Side and for a Golden Raspberry Award, a Razzie, for Worst Performance in All About Steve. You can hear more of our interview with Sandra Bullock at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.